You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Bachelor. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Bachelor news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Bachelor!
Thank you.
Hold the applause, guys.
Happy time, kids. It's Bachelor Monday. What do we got today? We've got Courtney continues to win, Casey and her big love, and Jenna's one-on-one kissing tips. I mean, Jamie's one-on-one kissing tips.
I don't know if it was tips or like an instructional manual.
Yeah. Welcome, guys, to the Bachelor After Show on AfterBuzz TV. This is season 16, episode 6. We're halfway there, guys. We're halfway to the final rose.
It's gone by fast.
I know, guys. Like,
so fast.
And before we go any further, I remember we had Jenna last week as our guest host, but we've adopted her to the AfterBuzz family.
Yay!
Yes.
Thank you. Thought you were rid of me, but you're not.
Yes, Candon. Yeah, so once again, JC, Candon, the lovely Jenna Couture, and of course, People's Sexiest Man 2009, Phil Svitek, mastering the microphones in the back. What's going on, Phil?
Yeah, what up, what up?
what up?
I like one day I'll watch Bachelor.
I like your new digs in there, Phil.
I know, it's hot.
It's hot.
For those of you listening, you got to check it out. See what it's all about.
That's right, guys. If you're listening, make sure, give us a call if you want to ask us a question or just make fun of us at 424-256-1729. Guys,
I'm
on 2 hours sleep, but you know what? I would not miss The Bachelor for anything. And today, so much stuff went down.
A lot of stuff went down.
It is still like the dark. I call it like the Empire Strikes Back of The Bachelor because it's like, no, because it's the last week and this week, it's just like, it's going in like that dark phase. Like Ben was, you know, last week
he was getting serious.
Yes.
It's getting serious.
Well, and his motives were questioned last week. And, you know, this week, you know, he should have sent Jen home earlier, and some people not just being upfront about their feelings, which we'll get into a little bit later. And of course, Jen, our social media maven, not only is she an intimacy expert, but she's also like the Twitter fanatic of the world.
That's right. I like to get intimate on Twitter.
She does.
Yeah, she's going to talk about
it. We saw some pretty intimate tweets. So.
Yes.
I'll have to go over my favorite tweets.
We're going to go over her favorite tweets later in the show.
But first off, guys, let's start with the show because there's a lot to get to
here. There's a lot to get to. We're going to make it tight.
Yes. First off, Puerto Rico. If Puerto Rico wasn't good enough, we decided to go to Panama.
Panama.
Oh yeah.
Did you like it?
It was exotic. You guys didn't like it.
Dirty.
It did look dirty. That river.
I'm like, yeah. Whoa. Let me get out there and go dancing in the mud.
Oh my god, you guys are such.
When they
princesses.
Got out of the van and their flip flops in that mud, I was like, girl, you're gonna get some worms in your toes or something. I don't even want to think about the parasites.
And that river was like Yellow River.
You guys watch too much Nat Geo. I think that's why.
I mean, the hotel and the resort obviously was a Trump resort, so it's going to be nice. But that made it seem like more modern city. And then they went into like the wilderness, and they're in this canoe in the mud. It was a little bizarre.
Like Survivor 101 over here on Bachelor.
Hey,
you know
that's
what?
Good.
That was funny. Casey got the first date.
Right.
Yay.
Yes, you love Casey. We all
I'm
love
glad
Casey.
She got a second 101.
Me too.
That's big.
It's big. And I think it says a lot about how he feels about her. I mean, it's easy to look at their relationship and say, okay, he really likes her and they're really cute. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a possibility he could just kind of be, like, he knows he should like her and he knows he should love her. But does he really? So the fact that he gave her a second date and gave her another rose makes me think that maybe he is really, those feelings are true.
Do you think her youth is going to be a hindrance to her because she's swept up in the emotion? She's swept up into the romanticism of The Bachelor. They were on a deserted island. She was watching him whack away at coconuts. And as
hilarious.
Jenna actually really loved the way he destroyed coconuts.
Ben.
What?
Learn how to cut coconut trees.
Does anyone actually know how to cut coconuts, though? I mean, my dad has a machete, and he can, like, go to town on some weeds, but I don't know if he
I've seen it done on Dexter.
Okay.
I've seen it done better.
Your example is Dexter. I'm scared of you right now. Okay.
So they were allowed to bring three things onto the island. I'm curious to know what you would have brought on the date.
What I would have brought?
Yeah. So Ben brought a machete, matches, and a fishnet. And KCB brought candy, a knife, or like a knife slash can wine opener thing, like a Swiss Army knife
for all the champagne.
Yeah, and then I'm not really sure what the third thing she brought was. It was lime green, whatever it was, and there's something about a monkey. So I'm not really sure.
Maybe it's maybe the three things they can bring is more of a look at their personality of who they are.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, they brought very useful items, which. I guess I was a little surprised. I would have thought that the three things was like, what three things would you bring to a deserted island? But then again, if you're smart, you would bring things like matches. So.
Well, Ben should have brought then Courtney things that he needs. What? Sorry, too soon? What? I'm sorry. This is, guys, the girls are giving me the stare down.
By the way, I'm going to interject just because, you know, from we did Survivor and, you know, we had many guests from that show come on, and they talked about how, you know, when you're afforded a luxury item or whatever, they actually kind of tell you what you should bring. Like, you'll name off, like, I want to bring a knife, I want to bring matches, and they'll be like, no, no. And then you're like, okay, well, I'll bring a surfboard. Okay. So, you know what I mean? So I think to a degree, it was the producers putting putting it together.
Yeah, because I was going to say, they had their survival items, but yet KCB had a champagne flute with her. You know, well, why is that needed for survival?
Sure, KCB did not supply the champagne. That was definitely a production prop.
Along with the fish that they caught and put in the net for her.
Which was already dead. Did no one else catch that? The fish was so dead.
I'm seeing things so different now with the Bachelor, you guys. I'm like, I don't believe it. I don't believe the love notes are written by Ben. I don't believe anything.
I'm sorry.
We have jaded Jenna in 1 week flat.
Ruined her in 1 week.
Wow. It took Ken in a few weeks.
She's only been with me for like an hour.
I am going to be the voice of... then I'm going to be the romantic Latino then.
Thank you. I need that.
Because they looked beautiful together.
They did.
Okay, what did they teach each other on the date? Because remember, that's Casey's strong point between with Ben and Casey's. They always are teaching each other something.
And I noticed that the first time that they were on a date is that was instinctive for them both is to teach each other something. And you will probably know that's like huge in a relationship.
The only thing I know that would put me out of a job is telling people that, because that's all I know is, you know, to teach each other. Like that's my golden advice. That's it. I'm out of a job.
They look like the perfect couple, but are they?
I saw the least amount of chemistry this date.
Yeah.
Like, I saw the Rachel date on her where it was like, oh, this is amazing, and we don't have anything to really talk about.
I think the pressure was too much on the talking this time. Like, she knew that the whole fun little giddiness needed to kind of step it up a notch, and I think that might be what threw him off.
And then she dropped a bomb on him.
Right.
Eating disorder.
Wait. Yes. Nobody told me what your three items would be.
Oh.
Sorry, Kevin.
The only thing that I, like, mine would be, sunscreen, moisturizer, and a toothbrush. Like, I love brushing my teeth. Mm. So, I'm like, those are the things that I would want to bring.
Thank you for reminding me of that, because my boyfriend is a dentist, and he would kill me if I didn't say I would bring a toothbrush.
There you go. Those are my three things I would bring.
Okay.
See, I think we're all rather toothy.
Have very nice teeth, and we have to maintain them.
Yeah, but this is this is on like Stitcher and iTunes and stuff, so they can only listen to us, so they can't see our teeth, unless the people are watching back home.
But you can see it on AfterBuzz TV.
That's right.
AfterBuzzTV.com.
Make sure to watch us on AfterBuzzTV.com.
You're missing half the show. Me and Candon are.
I know these girls. Let me tell you. No, I would. Well, I would bring a toothbrush. Courtney and Blakely. Next. Okay. Now.
Oh my gosh!
What would you bring, Candon?
I would bring a toothbrush. I would bring my horse. My horse.
Really?
How else will you get around that island? You have to walk in the sand the whole way?
The producers have buggy cars.
You make the horse do it.
Come on, it's only a half-hour show. Come on, Candy.
Sorry, the candy was a good idea.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, candy.
Okay, now we've been goofing off and making light of everything, but Casey did actually say something that I wrote down. I thought it was rather important. She, you know, what was important to her was, yet I can't wait for the day-to-day things. She said, this is great, but she learned, she knew enough to step out of the situation and say, I can't wait for the day-to-day things between you and I.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me, you know, she's in it for the right reasons.
I think
why are you not picking this girl? This girl is a gorgeous. I think she's beautiful. She's down to earth. Seems like she has great values, and she's a little fun. You know, she's got a little bit of a little bad side
to her.
That's
her youthfulness, you know, and I think that is what makes her intriguing. I think if she was a little bit more, like, mature and trying to be something that she's not.
So when she hits 25, that's
no,
it?
No, but wow, did she say something that she's, like, immature?
I know.
What was that?
No, she said that she was too mature for people her age.
Oh, she said she was too immature. I was like...
She said she always got along with older people, but that she didn't get along with people her age.
An old soul.
But you know what? I feel that with her. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't get, and I'm not saying I'm more mature than my peers, but I just don't get a...
For sure. Yeah.
But some of them, yes. just trying to be politically correct here, okay? Friends back home are going to hate me. No, but I have always been attracted to older friends because they want the same things I want and they know it. I think that's maybe what Casey has is she knows what she wants in life. And maybe other girls her age or people her age are just kind of in that middle of the road phase and they don't know what's important in life.
And don't you find it interesting that every bachelorette that's been kicked off or that is affiliated with the show, they think that Ben would break her heart.
That
he doesn't deserve
that. Yeah, that Ben would break Casey's heart.
Who says this?
Oh, so many people. Jen from last week. There was an interview on from Entertainment Tonight
that he doesn't deserve Casey B.
Yes, and that if he ends up with Courtney, that
he is single, ladies. Everybody, he is single. Mark my words.
You think he's single.
If I may interject, I know we usually for most shows we like to take callers later, but I do have a caller queued up, so maybe they can give us their opinion.
Okay.
Oh, hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
I am on the East Coast right now, so I stayed up just to listen to you guys. So, hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Susie.
Hi, Susie. So, where in the East Coast are you?
I'm in Fairfax, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C.
Wow!
Thank you for staying up.
Ooh. Yeah, that's rough.
I know. What time is it, like, Wednesday out there?
Definitely.
Yes, actually, it is 1:37 a.m., so I'm doing homework, too, so.
So what do you think so far? What do you think of the show?
I was freaking out during the whole episode. I just wanted it to get to the part with Casey Esther or whatever, but. Right.
They did tease that. That was pretty, gut-wrenching to wait for that moment.
Well, so what do you want to share about KCS? What'd you think?
I don't know. I just think the whole thing was built up. It was very built up. But
do you think sabotaged her on purpose for ratings? Because that's what they were talking about on Twitter. They were just like sabotaged her on purpose for ratings because the show was lacking. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a little bit. She was one of the ones that he hadn't talked to very much, since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So they needed, he had a connection with basically every other girl there, but Casey S. and Jamie.
Right.
And I didn't know Jamie's name until last week, literally.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, him and Casey S. They never had a one-on-one. I hardly ever saw them talking. I wouldn't be surprised if they just threw her in there as an actress or something, you know, someone to leave. You know,
Do you think that if it was real, as far as the whole situation with her boyfriend, what do you think about that? Do you think that was fair to kind of throw on her? Do you think she was there for the right reasons?
I mean, I wouldn't have said that because it just made it seem like she was there so she could fall out of love with her ex boyfriend.
Or for the great vacations. I don't blame
still
her.
Still in love with him.
I don't blame her. Those are some great vacations.
See, I think that's...
Like 10 vacations in a row, and it's like, shoot, I'll stick
around.
She's
like, my boyfriend's not going to marry me, so why not?
Shoot. She just kept saying that. Like, I'm not going to, you know, he's still not going to marry me when I get back, so why don't I just kick it here with you girls?
Well, see, Susie... But here's the thing. I'm going to defend the move, actually, because this happened two seasons ago on The Bachelorette with Ashley. Mm-hmm. With Ashley and Bentley. And Chris Harrison actually spoke about this in an interview.
Oh, my God.
He didn't defend. He wasn't upfront enough with Ashley with the whole situation with Bentley, and he actually regrets that. Mm-hmm. So I think he actually stepped up this to protect the bachelor, which is Ben. You know, he doesn't need any protecting. Gosh,
Ben, I know I tweet with you a lot, but...
These girls have been hating on Ben these last 2 weeks. So what are your thoughts on Ben? Is it getting to his head? What's going on?
I'm sure it's just because of the whole Courtney thing. Like, oh my God. Like, I want to punch her. Like, okay. She's there to win, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was so happy when Ben didn't go to her room at night. She's like, and then he didn't show up. And I was like, ha, ha, ha.
We were all throwing a victory party.
Nice. So there's hope for Ben after all. Well, Susie, thank you so much for calling, and keep watching us and
tweet us
and let us know what's on your mind for sure.
Yes. Oh, and also I just want to say, I like Casey. I'm a KCD fan. And I also really do like Nikki. And after this episode, I really like Lindsay. Like, yeah, I didn't like her for a while. Like, I was kind of iffy about her, but now I really like Lindsay, and I hope she's like top three.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. So Susie has her picks, and thanks, Susie.
Thank you, Susie.
You're welcome.
Have a good night. Get some sleep.
Thanks.
See you.
Bye.
Nice.
That was nice.
So nice.
Gosh, see, we have fans that stay up. Yeah. Not just my mom.
No. We've got fans in Guatemala. We've got fans in Germany, actually. People are hitting us up from everywhere. So I didn't know The Bachelor translated that much.
It wouldn't be anything without you guys, so thank you.
There we go. So,
by the way, real quick, I know you guys are pressed for time, but I will say this, with Valentine's Day coming up, you know, why don't you spread the love of AfterBuzz TV? You got that special someone. Hey, baby, you know what? I really want to talk to you about what these hosts are saying on The Bachelor. You know, there's so much love, and they're talking and this and that. I really love their opinions, but I can't talk to you about it because you don't listen. You got to listen.
There we go.
And you know, speaking of Guatemala and Australia and New Zealand, you got to spread the love there, you know? You might meet a soulmate there. Start a pen pal. Who knows?
Pen
pal? That is terrible. I can't even keep a straight face in that one. Oh, Lord. No, so...
So we should get a pen pal?
Yes. I don't know. I just talk. Okay.
Anyway.
Now, with Casey, of course, she gets a rose.
Yes.
It was a slow start for The Bachelor.
Yeah, it was a slow start. But we didn't really talk about KCB's splurge of words that she gave
splurge?
To Ben. Yeah, of her bombshell that she dropped on him, that she struggled with an eating disorder in high school.
Right, and well, it was good for, you know, first Ben opened up on their first date, and now it's KCB's turn. And how did Ben take it? What do you think, that draw him closer together,
you
or
know
no?
What? When he hears things like that, I feel like he glazes over. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so hard to read him because I feel like when he gets uncomfortable, he just stares or kisses. You know, like he just is like, it looks like I can totally read that he's like not into it. I mean, I don't know if you guys... he was listening. He was like... It just seemed... I don't know if it's just uncomfortable because there's cameras there, but it just seemed like he was kind of like, oh, you know. And I will say that divulging secrets is a way of getting closer intimacy. Mm-hmm. So I think she was using that as a thing. But I felt like that was forced. That didn't have to come out on national TV.
I feel like why that secret? Do you know what I mean? If it had been something like, I got hurt by a past relationship and this is a relationship issue that I struggle with, or something like that, not that I, you know, I was bulimic and anorexic in high school.
I'm secretly a furry, you know, whatever. I mean, it could be anything. Like, but that...
It's just one-upsmanship, possibly. You know, each girl with a story that tops the last girl, but...
And I'm sure it was a huge moment in her life to go through that. It's just, it was a little bit awkward timing, and it wasn't really built up enough to be natural. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There was no reason for her to divulge that kind of information. So I'm glad that she opened up, because I think she was going to have to open up about something, or it wasn't going to bring them closer together. Right. It just was a little.
He would have given her a rose anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I hope
she's,
so.
She's adorbs.
She's wonderful.
Adorbs.
Yeah, adorbs.
Adorbs.
Yeah, let's move on to the group date. Yes, in the, yes, Ben and the Lost Land of the Amazon Women. Yes. Candon had some strong feelings about this. We're going to battle about this.
I knew what was coming because I saw the tease last week of Courtney shaking her tatas, and I was like, oh, dear Lord, I'm going to have a conniption fit on air. I'm going to have a conniption fit.
When in Rome.
I don't mind it. I don't mind her boldness. I don't mind it. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Courtney. I'm not a fan of her. But she is making bold moves. And I think she's mm-hmm. throwing her sexuality around a little too much. Mm-hmm. But she's going for what she wants. And I give her kudos for that.
Okay. That's all well and good if you're on a vacation with your hubby. But to be on national TV and
she doesn't really have boobs. I mean, they're like mosquito bites. It's not that big of a deal. It wasn't like they were lifted
not judging.
Off of her.
It's like pizza. They're all great. Anyway.
But I mean, I actually read an article about this on US Weekly the other day before this all happened. It had already come out, I guess. And there was a lot of fans that were really offended. Really offended.
By the skinny dipping or by the...
Right.
It must have been by the accumulation of both, but mm-hmm. a lot of people were saying, oh, great, look at the role models on TV we have for our children, and...
We're going to get off tangent.
Oh, gee, what classy... How classy is that? And
but it's not a family show.
It's totally not.
It's not. The parents have a power to turn off that
fantasy
TV.
Fantasy suites? Come on.
Yes, fantasy suites.
But seriously...
What's going to happen in a fantasy suite?
There's no, like, privacy lock on this show. I mean, my 15-year-old brother is going to watch, you know, or...
Sure.
I mean, I just thought it was not tasteful, and yeah, if you're on a vacation with your husband or your girlfriends or whatever, and you're not on camera, do whatever you want. But I just thought it was a little untasteful for television.
I don't know if she had bigger boobs that were like coming out on the side.
They were shaking.
Okay, we're spending way too much time on whether the boobs are shaking or not. No, actually, what was interesting though, another Courtney play. It's basically the Courtney show, mm-hmm. and you know, co-starring Ben. Courtney was putting the little like body paint on Ben, mm-hmm. putting her initials on that,
marking her territory like a dog.
Like a dog.
She's just in it to win it. I'm
no
telling
pun intended.
She's making moves, and it's working for Ben. Ben's
totally,
falling for
he's
it.
Totally
hook,
glazed
line,
over.
Have they had a meaningful conversation yet? Just throw
no.
it out there.
They just have meaningful sexual tension.
Thank you. There's not one sentence that comes out of their mouth that's like meaningful or alluding to the future.
Yeah,
or,
I can't imagine them grocery shopping.
No,
or,
not
know,
at all.
Like, hey, can you get the cucumbers? You know.
No.
So it's they're in lust. So you know, like how they say the first wedding is for the sex, second one is for position, and third is for companionship. I don't know if you guys ever heard that.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, it's some sort of saying that I obviously just made up. No, but so actually the sexual connection, that's what it is. I mean, they don't talk about anything. Mm-hmm. They just have possible sex while they're skinny dipping.
Possible.
No, they totally did.
I totally did.
Okay, so... But she did not get the rose on the group date.
No, and I think she was pissed.
Yeah, because she tried to lure Ben like she did last week.
Who got it, Lindsay?
Yeah. Oh.
She keeps getting roses.
But you know what? Here's what's funny. I mean, I noticed some slurring of the words throughout this whole episode. Like, they seemed more tipsy than ever on this episode.
I know.
All
Whose
of
face
them.
Did he grab for
Lindsay.
The
Lindsay.
Oh, Lindsay, yeah.
They went back to talk on the group date after when they're at the cocktail party, and he gave her the rose, and she kissed him, and she pulled back, and man, he went in and grabbed her face.
I love the cupped hands on the face, pulling you closer.
But that made me realize, that kind of took me back a little bit. I didn't think he was that into her. I mean, I know he kind of liked her and he was going to keep her around for a while, but I didn't know that there was maybe this deeper connection.
I don't want to say
social
it's
social lube.
True.
Oh, gosh.
Alcohol, social lube. Hashtag social lube.
Social lube.
No, but now you even before they kissed, your body language, if you saw the way they were positioned, they were mirroring each other.
Yeah, they were.
Their hands were interlocked.
Such a great term, psychology term.
I
they
love
were
mirroring
each other.
I love mirroring.
Sorry, I watch Love Line sometimes. So.
Nice.
But, yeah, but maybe she is the leader. Maybe, you know, because we've always speculated that we think Lindsay's going to...
She's going to be in the top three.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so...
Dunzo.
Maybe Courtney, Casey, and Lindsay. I mean...
That's my pick still. Hasn't changed.
It's a battle royale, and maybe good will triumph over evil according to...
Wouldn't that be funny if Emily made the top three?
Yeah, that
I'm
would
like,
be
why funny. Is she still here?
I don't know why you do not like... I like Emily.
I think her rapping is cheesy.
Oh, no.
And it's like... they showed that at the end. Like, this is, like, the most embarrassing Bachelor episode ever. Everybody was tweeting, like, this is hard to watch. This is, like, secondhand embarrassment just watching all of the awkward things that happened. And then they ended it with, like, the, like a super awkward rap. It's like, well done, producers. Well done.
Well, you know, and speaking this, I guess you're right. This is the awkward episode because the...
It was awkward.
I'm jumping way ahead because... It's a nice transition about awkwardness. Jamie and the one-on-one kissing.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I just beat my head on this microphone, please?
You know, but in psychology, like, they tell you, like, a therapist will tell you to work out your anxiety to talk about it. So if you're like, I'm feeling kind of nervous that I'm here, and da-da-da-da, it kind of helps you to kind of say it out loud and kind of separate from it.
Okay, so now we're going to open my... Okay, so wait, open your mouth and then close your mouth. And then we're going to go... And now we're going to explore.
I know. I feel like she's trying to really work through some of that. I mean, that kiss was a very anxious... You know, and the first kiss, the first round is always a little awkward anyways, but...
Did she? I'm sorry. She ripped her dress a little when she was trying to hike it up.
Oh yeah, she was the only one that had yet to kiss Ben, right?
Yeah,
she forced
Casey.
It.
And I wish that she would have left without kissing him because it just.
Oh, I mean, I would be so embarrassed to have that on national TV. Everyone's tweeting about it, and the next guy that's going to date her is going to be like, "Hey, just don't give me the instruction manual this time, okay? I can. Yeah. Let me do what I can."
Oh my gosh! Yeah, can you imagine?
You know, I think he was
I'm sure she's in hiding.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said?
He's like, "Stop! I can't take it."
Well, before that though, while she was in the middle of it, he's like, "You're not the first like you're not like he was telling her you're not the only person I've kissed, basically."
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, "Well, that's true, but." Not very tactful.
Ben and his words. He doesn't sugarcoat things.
No, he does not.
That's
he gets
fine.
Aggressive. I've seen a lot of aggression out of him.
You did say that tonight, but you know, well, did he get? Well, was he aggressive enough with Blakely and Rachel when they went on their one-on-one date?
Two-on-one.
Can you imagine going on a date with a guy like linked on one arm?
And the, aren't and we like, on like, one right now?
Yeah. Two guys and I mean, two girls and a guy.
Gross.
Like, I know. God.
Like I would be like, no, I'm not going to hold you. Like. I'd be like, I'm not playing this game.
Well, now to recap, I know a lot of us, we all watched it, but they had the salsa lessons. Mm-hmm. And
I love salsa. It's such an intimate dance.
Yes. And we were talking about their dresses and how Blakely and Rachel were looking. I didn't like Blakely's dress.
Ew, me either.
I didn't like the color.
It looked like a birthday party dress.
And it made her look really wide.
Yes, but Blakely was talking so much game. She was talking. Oh,
she was ready to go.
She was going. That Rachel was going down.
Over eager girls, over eager.
Yeah.
And in perfect Bachelor setup, you know when someone is talking like that.
Yeah, you called it.
They're gonna go home.
Yeah, you called totally it.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean,
JC, he knows.
He knows. Hey, sometimes
Juan Carlos on Earth. Anyway.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was super awkward, and I think Rachel knew that it was going to be tough for her because she's not as outgoing as Blakely. Mm-hmm. She's not as confident. But I was surprised that she really did try to step it up, and she was a little bit... She tried to get a little more sexual.
Yeah.
Whether or not it worked, it must have worked.
I thought she was cute. I like her. Okay, I do like her.
But what's the point with that? Okay, Rachel, yes, before she became a little more sexual with Ben, she was saying that she hated how Rachel was sexual with Ben. I mean, how Blakely was sexual.
But it worked. It was working to get his attention.
Well, she had to do the body roll and the hips and stuff like that, too. I mean, that's part of the salsa, you know? So she had to do a little. She had to turn it up.
I saw a different side of her, though, when she took him back to the, you know, when they were talking at the actual dinner or whatever. Mm-hmm. When she was just really, she was really close to him and really intimate with him and kind of.
I did see a connection there.
Looked more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't look so just tense. I don't know.
No, but in my ay Dios mío moment, the psycho moment, when Blakely has a scrapbook about Ben.
Yeah, that freaks me out a little bit.
And all her thoughts
that
about Ben.
That freaks me out. I mean, they have not even been on a one-on-one date. Like, if Casey B came up with a little scrapbook, that'd be, like, a little different.
Oh, my goodness.
And you could tell Ben was a little, like, okay, but here's the thing. He was freaked out.
What do you do when you are going through that page? Like, what is going through his head? You know, like, this is the first time I knew I liked you 2 weeks ago. And this is the first time I thought you were really cute. And
then this is where we live together in San Francisco.
Our happy love story with Blakely and Ben.
Timing going on here. Yeah, he does. Songs.
There we go. Is that Peter Gabriel again?
It is, just for you, just in time for Valentine's Day.
Aww. Didn't he play this the first time we had a show?
No, yes. That was In Your Eyes by Peter B. Gabriel.
Oh,
totally different. Totally
different. Totally different. I agree.
I'm surprised in the scrapbook it didn't say he took me to Jared.
Yeah, those commercials were not obvious.
No, but here with she brought out the scrapbook. But Ben was put off by it, but he was so put off that he kissed her, and then he didn't give her a rose.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
That's how he handles conflict. He's a conflict avoider. He's a kisser instead of conflict, you know? When he gets uncomfortable,
instead of conflict.
Kiss.
Yeah. That was so... I didn't think that was fair. I mean, because now we're getting to the nitty-gritty. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, English is my second language.
I mean, what? Did he think that a kiss was going to suddenly, like, change? Oh, maybe if I just kiss her, like, I'll be so attracted to her that it'll change my mind.
Maybe
I don't
it's
know.
All lubed up.
Social lube.
Yep.
There we go.
And it's too hard to resist.
Yeah, I'm questioning it because in the beginning I could understand that because you're still getting to know people, you're having fun, and emotions are now, feelings are coming out. You're getting closer to these girls, and he kisses Blakely. I'm sure from a scrapbook to a kiss, she's like, oh my God, we're getting married.
Yeah.
And then
I think what he should have done is show his feelings on how he felt about the scrapbook and be like, look, I don't know that I'm this far along with you.
Right.
And then told her to leave right there.
No, do not wind her up. That is a big gun, and she is baby crazy.
Psycho.
What?
The opinions expressed by Candid and everyone here at AfterBuzz do not necessarily reflect those of the AfterBuzz TV. Sorry, I'm a 2.5 hour sleep. God, you drive a dead man crazy. I can't even get a line out.
No, but he should have been a little more tasteful with that. Not be like, okay, let me kiss you and then bring you back to the table and then humiliate you in front of the other girl.
Yeah.
And she was pissed.
She was.
She got up and walked away.
He's like, can you slow down? And she wasn't walking that fast. It was like,
he was just walking really slow.
He's like, can you just slow down? It's like, she's actually just, you know, 2 steps faster. I mean, it's not that.
She's got longer legs.
Yeah.
So, okay, Blakely.
And then she's like, can I talk to you? And she's like, okay, fine. He's like, let me just explain. She's like, okay, fine. I love girls.
So basically, bachelor pad for Blakely, we're thinking.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But she's got a great future in front of her. You know,
I thought
you
said great figure.
No, future.
Sorry,
she does have a great figure, but she's got a great future. She's probably going to, you know, have a blog and, you know, another reality
dancing.
TV show, bachelor pad, you know.
I went on Bachelor and all I got was mono. Great.
Oh, gosh.
Because Ben makes up with so many girls. I mean, serious.
I can't imagine the funk going around that house.
Ouch. Yeah, okay, so Blakely's gone. So we're whittling it down. Well, now we're down to, like, we're down to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Right, 8 girls. So we go to the cocktail party. Aside from the Jamie awkwardness. And you know what we failed to mention? This was Jamie's second attempt to get closer to Ben. If you remember, about an hour earlier in the show, she was trying to talk to Ben. She was talking to Ben,
yep.
And then ended up being, "Hey Ben, wah 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 yeah. wah wah," because Courtney was in the background in a bikini and wine.
I'm surprised she didn't take her top off. I was like, "Come on, go for it."
I was just actually looking at this, and I was thinking about when Courtney and Ben were talking to each other. And she's like, I'm just, like, losing sight of, like, us. And, you know, I don't know. I just don't feel confident in us. And it's just really hard. I'm in room 1611 if you, like, you know, want to come over later.
I can't believe he didn't come.
Yeah, we'll see. Now
I'm so glad he didn't, because I would have lost even more of the respect that he doesn't even have for
me. I just wonder how strict those rules are now that we know.
No, they're lax on those rules. If it's going to make for better TV, those rules are meant to be broken.
I'm hoping that he's starting to realize that she's just lust and not love. I'm hoping.
He doesn't see any other sides. Remember, he's isolated.
Well, then why wouldn't he have shown up? He showed up he went skinny dipping, and then he kind of felt kind of weird about it. And he hasn't given her a one-on-one date since. And he's attracted to her, so she gets his attention. But is he really chasing her?
Mm, that's a good question. Wow, Candid, that was good. Yeah. Oh, ding, ding.
I agree. So, I do think he's holding back a bit with her.
So he stepped away.
I think he realizes if he gives her too much, it's going to ruin his chances with anybody else.
Plus, he has to just know that it's televised, and he's like, I don't want this to get out and be a huge thing. You know, I mean, you have to think about how it's going to be.
Right. What if when, he doesn't
when
choose
it,
her?
When it airs, you know? You know, so I think he was like, you know, the skinny dipping is probably going to get me enough trouble, so.
Oh, yeah, he's totally single after that.
Well, he's getting a lot of grief. If you see him on all the shows, like Ellen.
What is he doing on all these shows? I didn't think they were allowed to, like, come out of a closet for, like, this whole time.
Yeah, I'm sure they're, every season progresses, and this season is, the ratings are hurting a little bit, so I'm sure they're spicing, you know, they're putting Ben out quite a bit more just to push
they
out
need
the
to bring Brad back.
You love Brad.
I need
this
round
woman
three.
Loves
I need
Brad.
Round three.
Oh my god.
Brad, come back.
Now would you go okay, now Jenna, would you go on the show if Brad was a bachelor?
Yeah, I would.
Oh my god.
Totally. Uh-oh. I totally would.
Really?
I'd keep my tops on and all my clothes on and I wouldn't do anything scandalous, but I would go.
Now, being a relationship expert and whatnot, I mean, is Brad at that point? I know we're off. We'll get back to the topic in a second, Phil, before you buzz me. But you're a relationship expert. Do you think Brad is at that point, or even Ben?
I don't know about Ben. I think Ben's kind of. I think he might be overwhelmed with all the cameras, the TV, it being a reality show, all the pressure. But it does seem like I think that when you go through a heartbreak like that. And you do some therapy and some self-work, that you can kind of come back and be a little more emotionally vulnerable or close up completely. And when he was with Emily, he was open 100%. And so was Ben when he first started, but I feel like he's kind of closed up a little bit. But I think Brad is definitely in a position to, you know, be in a relationship. So, Brad, www.jennatime.com, just contact me. I'll write back to you.
Wow. There we go.
Within 24 hours, definitely.
There you go.
Nice plug. Nice.
She's a fast tweeter.
So the Brad Womack trilogy could continue. All right.
Now, we don't even have to go on the show. It's totally fine. I don't need it.
Now, before we go to break now, we are going to cue, because you are our social media maven, and we're going to talk about your favorite 5 tweets of the episode after the break.
Okay. I can't wait. You're going to get a good one.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Welcome back, guys. Now, it's our special segment, but instead of 5... favorite tweets from Jenna, we're actually going to cut it down to 1. It's a little bit of a teaser because we're going to talk about a few other things. So, Jenna, you were tweeting everyone left and right from Bachelor.
You can see all my tweets on my profile because I was retweeting a lot.
Excellent. So, what was the biggest tweet of the night?
Mine was from at Jenny and Teets, T-E-E-T-S, which was, I would tweet a picture of my vagina if all the girls told Ben they wanted to go home right now. priceless. Like, absolutely. Like, I will second that. I retweeted her. Like, I would love that. If they were all like, yeah, this is a choice. Yeah, great. Actually, I'll go home. Yeah, screw Belize. Like, whatever.
Well, that's when Chris Harrison came in and said, now, ladies, if any of you are not here for the right reasons.
I felt like they were being punished. Yeah. He's like, Chris, why not?
He's like, if any of you guys are not here for the right reasons, you should just go home now.
Jenna, I didn't think you were going to say that one. I was like, I don't know what to say.
Oh, my God. It was my favorite one. It was the King Kong of all tweets. It's great. Jenny Mullen, thank you for entertaining me.
So if that didn't whet your appetite for that didn't whet your appetite for following tweets while I'm walking a fine line here. Next week, Jen's going to have her 5 favorite tweets of the week, Bachelor style, on After Buzz, the after show for The Bachelor next week. But we skipped
something. Wash up, dirty bird.
Dirty bird.
Dirty bird.
We skipped the cocktail party. Like, all, like, what went down?
Oh, Emily's apology?
Yes. Oh, we did skip that a little bit. We're going to have to talk about that.
What'd you guys think of that?
You know what? I'm kind of on Courtney's side. She doesn't have to forgive her just because she apologized. And that was a really... She didn't just go to Ben once. She went to him twice. You smear my name like that? No way.
Wow, that's so Don Corleone.
Jenna Couture? Like, you smear my name? Forget it. Like...
I agree with you 100%, but I think Courtney could have been a little more mature and
I know,
just
she
classy
has, like,
about it. She just
has like this joking around but serious bratty way of like making things. It's like, I would feel stupid.
Right.
Like, she's like, it's over, but I still hate you.
Right. I mean, if she had just said, you know what, Emily, I really appreciate that, and I, you know, I do respect that you're apologizing to me. I don't forgive and forget, and that was really hurtful, and, you know, we're not going to be friends, but I do appreciate that apology.
Something.
You know, something like that. Some kind of acknowledgement of, you're a mature woman, talking to another mature woman, not just like, well, you know.
Candy, do you think Courtney's playing a character?
Oh, yeah.
She has to be. They have to set these girls up.
Yeah,
because Michelle,
I don't know about all of them, but definitely
they,
this one.
They said, I feel like they put one bug in each show. Like, there's always one
that's, like a mole, you mean?
Yeah, like they kind of set her up and make her like the bad girl that everyone hates. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone hated Michelle on Brad's season,
right.
You know, and it's like she had the same lines, you know.
She did. So maybe she is playing a character, because yeah, it just
it's
seems
all unfolding for you right now, ABC.
Yes. We're on to you. It only took us 16 seasons and 10 years. But we're on to you, buddy.
Wow. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, so I can't remember anything else, because the cocktail party was short.
Mm-hmm.
On other weeks,
I mean,
we talked
about Jamie, we, you know.
Yeah,
it was so awkward.
Not too much, you know, for this cocktail party. Mm-hmm. Just the Jamie. It was just the awkward episode.
But
like
I think we kind of knew who was going home. I mean, no offense, but that was a no-brainer.
And poor girl's makeup was all over her face.
Who, Jamie?
But they didn't have a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, that was the
they
only
didn't.
Thing.
There
I
was
mean,
no
yes,
connection.
She embarrassed herself, but even if she hadn't, she would have gone home. And even now that obviously she did, she's going home.
Yeah.
They just didn't have a connection. They didn't have a relationship. And he has stronger relationships with these other girls.
I don't know where these girls come out with the tears. And laying it on so thick.
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever read a book on dating girls? Like, don't do that.
But here's
they've been there for three, 4 weeks. Like, come on.
No, here's the thing that we say this every week, because every week we hit the same point. They're in that house. They're isolated. They
like
have
hypersensitive, hyper-emotional.
Yeah. Think about it. You have no access to, I believe, no internet, no TV, nothing like that.
No, and you're Twitter. I couldn't do it. I take myself off Brad's Bachelor. Third round.
See? Yeah, you're stuck with social lube?
Social lube. Lots of social lube.
Yeah, and that's all they've got. They've got booze, probably not a lot of food. They keep them up till 5 in the morning. And
that is so weird.
So that's going to happen. You know, it's shame on you, Bachelor. We're calling you guys out. So now, on the rose ceremony, anyone stick out? Any surprises? Let's see, Casey, gone because she had a boyfriend.
I really do think they kind of sabotaged her because the episode was lacking.
Yeah.
Like, there was probably our footage is lacking. Like, we need to do something and add some drama.
And she's just taking up space and time. I mean,
yeah. Like,
but she was pretty to look at. Come on.
She was. She's one of the prettiest ones.
Everyone on Twitter was like, oh, he can have feelings for 24 girls, but he can't. But
yes.
You know,
because it's called The Bachelor.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
Boom.
The reason I'm saying this before you, but Jenna's just giving me, like, darts right now. No, because Brittany was also in, she didn't have those feelings for Ben, like, just like Casey. Casey was still figuring out.
Mm-hmm.
But Brittany pulled herself out like 3 weeks ago.
Amen to that. Although I would have stuck around for the vacations.
Okay, but.
But Casey S is like, well, I just realized like 2 days ago. I mean, really just like last night.
I know, that was so funny. What was that? Oh, actually last night. Actually about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, actually just right now. Really.
Cue the alligator tears.
When we were walking down the hallway. Yeah,
right. Yeah, oh, I realized it then.
Fake tears.
Mm-hmm.
Fake tears.
Yeah, so
fake.
You guys are defending her.
Her face was like red.
Well, I just think she was the prettiest. But I'm partial to blondes.
You're swayed.
Right? Oh, not
God.
A,
I was like,
there's
but
no
she was the prettiest.
Left. There's
yeah.
no pretty blondes left.
There okay. are no pretty blondes.
What about Emily? I like Emily because I'm looking at her personality.
Homegirl needs to go home.
I said there's no pretty girls left.
You guys are awful. My gosh.
It's true.
She's very smart, though. I like her.
There are no pretty girls
anyway,
left. Casey,
so
Lindsay,
Sam, I said pretty blondes.
Okay, fine. All right, fine. You win this one.
Okay, so next week.
Belize.
And now,
I bet
your
she's
After
like,
Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, guys,
So next week is Belize.
Mm-hmm.
The big confrontation on
yes.
Ben.
So what do you think? What's going to go down?
It looks
Candy.
Like Nikki and Casey B are like teaming up on Courtney.
Yeah.
I know. Jenny, but I think that's been playing that role of KCB saying, like, she's a black widow. She just sucks the life out of everything around her. And I think that...
She told Ben, like, what was... I don't remember the exact words, but it was, like, take caution or tread lightly.
Yeah, Ben confronts Courtney.
Yeah.
I think it's because he listens to KCB.
He does. And I think she does it respectfully and tastefully. She doesn't be like, well, I just don't think that this girl is here for the right reasons, and she's annoying. Like, I think KCB comes at it from a very wholesome, real, concerned... angle.
I think he'll listen to her the most, just for something.
Another little idea. Hometown dates are not next week, but the next week. Do you think he wants to bring Courtney to his mama and his sister? I do not think so.
Oh. She's like, I'm going to meet your parents topless.
Yeah, exactly.
Without my panties. I just gave my panties to your dog.
Well, hopefully we're saying bye to Courtney next week. That's all I can say.
Well, that's it, guys. I think that's enough said.
I think that's our cue.
Belize is a wrap. And stay tuned next week. We've got Belize. Now, Candon, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Candon Bliss.
And I'm at Genitime Tweets.
And once again, I'm the Everyday Man at Twitter. And, of course, find us all on AfterBuzz TV. Make sure to tune in next week because Salsa will be here in Belize. Oh. Why did I say that?
I don't know.
And just real quick for those of you listening too, Candon does another show, Project Runway. So
I do. You guys tune in on Thursday nights.
That's perfect for Candon.
And JC, don't you do one?
I do, yes. American Idol on Wednesday nights.
So if you like me or JC, you could watch our other shows.
Or lower our self-esteem and don't watch either. That's it, guys.
Thank you guys for staying up.
See you next week.
Bye.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.